Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I did want to make a comment about this Purdue-Michigan game on Saturday, because I just saw it pop up on ESPN. No one's given Purdue a chance in this game.
Do you give Purdue a chance?
I mean, they're 16.5-point dogs, and I've covered them twice this year. I don't know that I here's the thing, right? Aiden O'Connell, their quarterback, you know his story, what happened the last couple weeks?
Yeah.
I mean, his brother passed away before the Indiana game, and like he hasn't been with the team. I just think that it would be an amazing story if somehow Purdue, and sorry, Keith, to bring this up. I mean, Keith's a big Michigan fan here, of course, and Michigan still probably gets in if they lose this game.
And Ohio State probably wouldn't.
Right, right. But I'm kind of rooting for Purdue this weekend. I think it'd be an awesome story.
When we get to games that appear like they're going to be lopsided, I just root for chaos.
Yeah,
I think Peterlin and I have talked about this a lot. Like ACC title games when Clemson just was, I mean, they were like 20-25 point favorites. I was just like, can I just get? Give me something. Give me like the injury that gets a player out of that game, but maybe not for the rest of the season. Give me, you know, just give me something that evens the odds a little bit to make it interesting. In this game, Yeah, I think Michigan's going to do just fine.
They probably will. You know the last time Purdue won the Big Ten championship? This is your Aflac trivia question.
This is Joe Tiller, I'm guessing, was the head coach.
Correct.
01 with Drew Brees?
2000 with Drew Brees.
Oh, man. So, very, yeah, because he was part of the 01 draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Very close.
So close. Listen, as we talk about the Big Ten title game this weekend, Ohio State's playoff chances, get all that with Pete here coming up in about 15 minutes now. But the nightmare's over, right? There is white smoke.
We've got it done.
Billowing from the plumes in Indianapolis or wherever the NCAA is, or the college football selection committee is quartered at. College football playoffs now will expand. It was announced last night to 12 teams starting in 2024. And really the last holdout of all the major bowls, pretty much, you know, the Sugar Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, Orange Bowl, they had all kind of agreed to amend their contracts to allow for college football expansion for the playoffs. Well, the Rose Bowl was kind of the last major bowl in kind of holding this up. As a matter of fact, they had at stake $450 million on the line for college football if the Rose Bowl decided to not amend this contract. And there's a part of me that received this cynically. The other part is, I think 12 teams is better than 4 teams. I'm happy. That's simple.
Maybe so. I think it's fantastic, especially when you look at this year specifically. If you had a 12-team playoff this season, 2022, it would play out pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the matchups, if you take a look at it. But
wouldn't Ohio State, they would have a round one matchup.
They'd be playing Tulane.
Yes, they would.
Which would be a fun game.
Yeah, and the top 4 seeds in this get a bye.
I believe you're right about
that.
So,
yeah. 5 versus 12, 6 versus 11, and so on and so forth down the road.
What's cool, though, is they're going to be home site games.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really...
That's going to be a huge advantage for teams in the North, in the Midwest.
And I also just think it's the right way to do it.
Yeah.
It's a right
way. It's the way the FCS has done it for years. I think the FCS has it right now. FCS has 24 teams, I believe, and the first 8 get a bye.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool to have home games in the playoffs.
I think we've reached this point with college football just in general, even with a selection committee, that people keep – it's just whatever is wrong, and anything would be better. Right, when it was the BCS, anything would be better than this. You get the College Football Selection Committee. Anything would be better than this. When it's based off the AP or the Coaches Bowl, anything would be better than this. I actually think the Selection Committee is really intriguing. I think it's must-watch TV every Tuesday during the regular season. Every Tuesday during the regular season once it gets started later in the season. And I think this helps take the pressure off of because I feel like they're really Dustin, we get into it. How many teams really, truly, in a 4-team playoff deserve to be in on any given year? When I say deserve, I mean it's unquestioned that they deserve to be in.
2?
Yes. So everything beyond that is...
Which is why you could have the BCS.
But everything beyond that
Lima's is... still a stand for the BCS.
I actually wouldn't hate it if we just use the BCS.
For the top 4.
Well, or if we just use the BCS until you got to the selection committee. And then we still had it in the background, but they could move teams around based off.
So have the BCS pick the top 4 until the final week?
No, until the first rankings of the selection committee.
Oh, okay. And so it sort of standardizes.
Yes.
The ranking, so at least we have kind of a starting point.
Yes, and it's better than the AP. I'm sorry,
yeah.
AP. The AP top 25 and the preseason AP top 25 is useless. So I kind of like that. And then, by the way, they would still do the BCS every week alongside so we could see, this is what the computer thinks the top 12 should be, and this is what the selection committee. And you know what I think that would be? I think it would be a more mathematical, more precise way of keeping mm-hmm. the selection committee accountable. But the reality is, even that, people are going to find some flaw in some issue with that. I joked yesterday. I was like, I can't wait till the first Tuesday after we crown our first national champion from a 12-team playoff where we start talking about whether they should expand to 16 teams or 24 teams. Because that's going to happen. This is not the last time the College Football Selection Committee, College Football Playoffs will expand. It's going, and maybe one day it gets really ridiculous, 64 teams. Maybe it does. I don't know. But I just think it's funny to me that people are like, okay, we have this fixed. Now we can go back to our lives. It's like, it's always going to, it's it's going to be a blob. It's going to be a this snowball effect going downhill. It will always get bigger. It will always swallow more of college football. And that's okay, because more money in college football absolutely is a good thing for the sport of college football versus what's happening in other sports where, you know, who knows what college baseball is going to look like in 20 years? Who knows what volleyball and in some of the other sports, golf, or those things are going to look like in 10 years, let alone.
So what do you think about the model here, though, Nick, just looking at it as they're showing it on TV, the six highest-ranked conference champs and then six at-large teams. So basically, there's a big incentive to win your conference now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was always going to be the – I think you had to make sure that you didn't devalue conference titles. So I think
Like this weekend, some of the conference titles are devalued.
Yes, I think that – so I think that's really important. And I think that's important to –
If you're SC or TCU this weekend, you only have something to lose.
Yes. And so I think it's really important that because I also think the conference titles, making sure the conferences still matter, is hugely important for the success long term of college football.
Yeah.
It is kind of a tie to that. It's like the past meets the future. Because people, the diehards of college football,
yep,
really want conferences to matter. So it ensures you don't lose them. But I think it also, I think the amount of teams is going to bring in more fresh eyes. It's going to bring more intrigue. And I'll be honest, I think it's going to take one 10 seed to win to start to drive the interest.
To expand it to 24?
That too. Or but
16?
I think just to drive interest in the thing.
And by the way, why couldn't a 10 seed win it?
I agree. Well, because here's the thing. Everybody talks about the unworthy teams that are going to get
in. Like, you're telling me if you had a 12-team playoff this year and just, like, looking at the rankings, you're telling me that a team like, for example, an LSU or, let's say, a Penn State
mm-hmm.
couldn't do some damage?
Well, I don't know specific to this year, because I think there's going to be a cumulative effect. Like, I think one of the unintended – or the thing that we don't talk enough about is – I think the reason why you've seen Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, and really, there's like five programs who've pretty much consistently been in the college football playoffs. Because I think it's a huge, huge advantage to your program, not just financially, but in terms of access, in terms of recruiting, in terms of all this. Well, if there were four spots and five teams across almost a decade benefited from that, well, if you triple the pool going from four teams to 12 teams, I think the three or four teams that have consistently got in and then that has perpetuated more winning and more winning, well, I think maybe that expands to eight teams that are perpetually in. And now all of a sudden those eight teams have those same benefits, and all of a sudden maybe the second round of the playoffs is phenomenal. Maybe all of a sudden.
I'm sure. Listen, I think that this will be great television and great, great games when they have these matchups, certainly with the top four you said getting by, I believe that's the accuracy.
The model.
That we want, the model.
I like that.
I don't know, man. I got a great question I'm going to ask Pete about Alabama, but like, you put Alabama in that, you don't think they could win this whole thing?
Depends on who dangerous. The 10 seed is. Like, if the 10 seed is,
right now the 10 seed's Kansas State. But
yeah, like, I don't think Kansas State could win it this year, but could they make it
LSU,
interesting?
LSU could.
Well, and it's the
domino. And they're the 14 seed right now.
What do you say to people who say, well, you're not going to crown the rightful champion?
In what, this year? Or
well, no, when
you,
when
general?
It expands to 20, because
expands to 12?
Expanding the pool might lead to a fluke champion, right?
I don't think it's a fluke. I mean, you have to win more. Like, is the NFL a fluke who wins the title?
I would agree with you. I
think that's the way you look at it. I mean, the NFL, you have to. It's a game of attrition. Like, you got to battle through injuries. You got to get there. You got to get to the conference championship game. You got to then go to the Super Bowl, win the whole thing. Like, I just feel like it's the best way to earn it.
I think whoever wins the national title on any given year is the rightful winner. As long as you have more than just two teams that were arbitrarily.
As long as it's not 1994.
Too soon. But no, I think in this playoff, because you have a wide enough swath of teams to win that earned their fate here. Whoever wins that, be it the 12 seed or the 1 seed, that's the right winner, no matter the circumstance that got whatever team to win. So you and I are in agreement there. Pete Futek, College Football News. He joins us every single Thursday at 4:20 on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pete, welcome to the show.
I love Ohio State fans. Ohio State's just so much fun. It just amuses me too much. All across, between the firing of Ryan Day and all the Ohio State, I have a bunch of Ohio State fans who were texting me afterwards, friend fans, that were like, this sucks, I want him gone. I'm like, you do realize that even if as bad as this is, if USC loses, you're probably in the playoff. Well, yeah, but we lost to Michigan. It's like, yeah, but you could still win the national championship. Yeah, but this hurts. Like really? Okay. It's so fun to watch how this is all going on. Ohio State could still win the national championship. You're one USC loss away from being right in the mix.
So with that, what going into this weekend, they need one of two teams, probably more likely USC than TCU, but they need at least
one. They're not getting in if TCU loses. I would highly, highly doubt that they get in.
So then what
do you USC.
Then what do you make of their – so you're saying a loss in the Big 12 title game is better than a loss to Michigan?
I will loss like that. I think that it depends. I shouldn't be so quick on that, because if like it's 40-3 or so, or Kansas State just destroys them, then yeah, that opens it up, I think, a little bit. But I would be sort of stunned, because we have yet to. It's one thing to be 12-1 and lose your conference champion and be 11-1 and get trucked at home by your arch rival in the game that you've been waiting 300-something years, days for. Maybe it's a 50-50 call, but only if TCU gets destroyed. I don't think if it's a close loss, I don't think they have it. Alabama definitely doesn't have it unless something really crazy happens. But, Utah's not bad. I mean, I am not 100% sold here that USC's winning this. And I'm there. I think if it's, I know, if you can't win your own division, you shouldn't win the national championship. But yeah, I think Ohio State's in. I just think that if USC loses this, they're not going to get the benefit of the doubt here.
So how do you think Ohio State would fare in the playoffs if they were to make it?
They could win it. I mean, seriously. I mean, you're talking about, first of all, you got a month to get ready for this, which means you hopefully get a bunch of parts back and healthier. And look, they could be that team, like of Alabama of a couple years ago, where they just sort of found their way in at the four. And then next thing Tua's throwing to Devontae Smith for, a game-winning touchdown. I mean, Ohio State could beat TCU. Ohio State could, they could beat Michigan on the right day. I mean, if that works out. Talent for talent-wise, NFL-wise, sure. I'm not going to put them – I don't think they'd beat Georgia, but it's not crazy to think – talent-wise, they couldn't hang with them. So, yeah, if you get in this tournament, if you're Ohio State and you have that much talent, yeah, you could win it.
All right, Pete. So here's my degenerate thought of the day. Tell me what you think, right? So Bama is 55-1 to win the title.
Nice.
Which is ridiculous odds. They're probably not going to get in, obviously. But if TCU gets blown out and USC loses, would they get in?
Don't underestimate the because it's Alabama clause in the College Football Playoff Committee's bylaws here. They've gerrymandered the rules before and the precedents before to get Alabama in a four best team sort of way. I don't think so. It would have to take USC would have to get rolled by Utah, kind of like Oregon got rolled last year in the Pac-12 championship, and TCU would have to get just destroyed. I mean, you have to have those two things. And then in that room, they'd have to be like, look, what are we doing here? I mean, serious. I know we're supposed to be fair and body of work, but come on. Who are the four best teams going? And the problem with Alabama, though, is the case would have been made. What they had to do is go 2014 Ohio State and just go 59-0. There was always that question, well, can the Buckeyes get in? And then they go out and just destroyed Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship. And it's kind of like, yeah, look at that team. That team is one of the four best teams in college football. Had Alabama done that against Auburn, then yeah, I think there would have been a little more of an outcry being like, yeah, this team might actually just be that good. And I know they destroyed them, what was it, 49-27 or 23 or something. So they blew them out. There wasn't any question about it. but it wasn't quite this just total annihilation that they probably needed to have.
Pete, we got to get to the college football playoff expansion news that came out last night, but I want to get to this idea of if a 12-team playoff was happening this year, as we see it's going to happen, let's scrub the top six teams, including Ohio State and Alabama. Outside of those top six seeds or top six teams, of the back six, who do you think would have the best chance of making a run and winning a national title?
I want nothing to do with Washington. I want nothing to do with Michael Penix and the number one offense in the country. I don't think they could win it. I don't think that they would, you know, be. I don't think they have the lines or the defense to pull it off. But in a, you know, one-shot deal where, you know, one shining moment to the college football playoff thing, if Washington were to get in this, I would, that would be the team I would want nothing to do with, that passing attack, because on the right day, it could absolutely load up. But it really is more about, you know, just getting the shot. And, you know, look, as I tweeted out before, this idea of, well, this ruins the regular season. And you know it better than anybody else. To know Michigan, Ohio State is to know that, that no matter what, that game matters. Doesn't matter if it's for the playoff, doesn't matter if they're both 0-11. That game means everything. Just because there's an expanded college football playoff does not lessen that game, does not lessen Alabama and Auburn. And it would make this Saturday would be one of the five biggest days on the sports calendar. Right now, nobody cares about Saturday. It's all about the Friday night game. If USC wins, they're in, and then everyone's going Christmas shopping after they watch the U.S. Soccer team play on Saturday. So, like, there's no buzz about this championship Saturday because there doesn't need to be. But if in an expanded college football playoff where we're going into a weekend where, as you know, perverted as this sounds, Purdue has a shot to make the playoff, you know, like North Carolina could get into the college football playoff, all of a sudden this just opens up the fan bases, it opens up the sport, and just makes it just more fun to make this almost like a quarterfinal Saturday for the playoff.
You mentioned Purdue. Do they have a chance? I mean, they're 16-point dogs. I get that, but you never know. I mean, the Aiden O'Connell situation's unique, and you never know in those situations how somebody's going to perform. And also, if they did happen to pull that upset, which would be stunning, would Michigan still get in?
Oh, yeah. No, Michigan and Georgia are safe no matter what. Okay. TCU's more, I mean, because you don't beat Ohio State like that and not automatically be in. I there's no way. There's no way you can make an argument that Alabama deserves to be in over, Michigan at that point. So I don't think that's going to be a problem. But, you know, what I do kind of think, though, is that there's a chance because they're in, because there's no real question about this, that maybe they're Georgia of last year. Or maybe they got the massive win. They know they're in. They're 12-0. There's no question. Because remember, last year they were 11-1. Going into the Big Ten championship and had to win that. This year they're in, so maybe they just kind of take their foot off the gas a little bit. Purdue's passing game works, and all of a sudden, you know, something weird could happen. I don't think so, but it certainly could.
Pete, getting back to the college football playoff expansion news, it's coming in 2024. 12 teams, six highest ranked conference title, conference champions. Thank you. And then six more teams after that. I'll ask you, who do you think is the biggest winners or are the biggest winners in this expansion round?
Can I be really schmalty here and say college football fans? It's going to be better.
It just is.
I mean, I know, I get it. I get the whole, like, the tradition. I'm a traditionalist. But think of it this way. As we speak, I think it's something like 19 to 20% of all the college basketball teams get in the NCAA tournament. 50% of NHL teams get in, 44% of NFL teams get in, 67% of all NBA teams make the playoffs. You're talking about 9% get into this playoff. It's going to be hard, and it's not even the top 12. It's the top 11, because that 12th is probably always going to go to that group of five champion, which is going to be really weak and sad going forward after expansion. So you're going to throw, you know, the group of five a cookie and give them that 12th seed. So you got to finish in the top 11. That's going to be a dogfight to get there. It is not going to be easy. And again, it's just going to make it more fun. And no one's thinking that, you know, the 10th seed can come in, you know, beat Georgia or beat, you know, Ohio State or Michigan or anything like this. But it's getting that chance and it's getting the shot. It's the UCF argument a few years ago where we just want a shot. We just want a chance. And now you're taking it out of the hands of the judges a little bit. Right now, we're trying to think about, you know, how these, you know, dignitaries think about college football, even though they didn't watch the whole season and don't know enough. But, you know, we're going off their whims. as opposed to being like, hey, if I win the ACC championship, I am in the college football playoff. That's just going to make college football more fun. And yeah, it'll lessen the rivalries a little bit across the board, but it'll make every other game just that much bigger because it's going to be that much more important to go to the conference championship. And somebody might actually watch the ACC championship now at some point, whereas now where it's the timing of it, nobody watches it. Now it's going to be appointment television when that happens.
Pete, when we were talking about this earlier, I made the point about how because there were really five or six programs that were consistently in the college football playoffs from the moment they went to four teams until even this year, although this year feels a little bit more like an anomaly, it felt like that because those teams constantly got that, you know, financial boost, because they constantly got that exposure boost, that it felt like it just kind of became this kind of Ouroboros of kind of feeding and strengthening those programs. Do you think that will happen with more teams now that we go from four teams to 12 teams?
Well, that ship sailed. Big Ten and SEC, they're going to be the biggest bad boys no matter what, and they're just going to get more teams in. So that's just going to happen. But the other part of this thing, too, that gets completely lost is that the college football playoff has colossally sucked over the last few years. I mean, it's the best tournament because it's the most fair tournament. There's no such thing as a cheap college football playoff championship. You can't finish seventh in your conference, hit a few three-pointers and, you know, get there. You can't just be a wild card and go on a late postseason run. There's nothing fluky about it. So you get...
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Four great teams that proved themselves over the season. And think about it, Clemson, Ohio State, the Fiesta Bowl is probably the last really good one. I mean, the national championship game last year was pretty good, but it was painful in a lot of ways because of the defense. But we were so spoiled early on with so many great college football playoff games, the Deshaun versus Alabama games, certainly Ohio State, you know, getting through Alabama. I mean, there were some classics, you know, Georgia beating Oklahoma in the Rose Bowl. I mean, it was so good. And then since then, every game seems like it's been an annihilation. So, okay, if we're not really changing the dynamic here, so let's see if the new expansion makes things even more interesting.
Pete, where is Deion Sanders going to coach next year?
I wish he went to Wisconsin. As an alum, that was my guy. I get it. I'm not going to argue too hard with Hugh Freeze. I mean, he's a good coach, or Matt Rhule, or certainly Luke Fickell, or now Tom Herman going to Florida Atlantic. I mean, these are good college football coaches, so I'm not going to argue against that. But that's kind of a failure of imagination. I don't know what I'm getting with Deion. You want to talk about, first of all, he's done the work. He's proved that he wants to be a great head coach. He's been great at Jackson State. And who better to navigate the current college football landscape
totally
than knowing how name, image, and likeness works? I want that guy on the recruiting trail for my program over anybody else out there. Colorado fit, and we always forget, you know, with all the prime time and the flash, he's the guy who likes to go fishing. He's kind of more of a chill guy than than gets credit for. I think Colorado would be a great fit. I could see South Florida because of Tampa, but it would have to be close to a bigger media market would be my guess, and I think Colorado would be close enough. I mean, I hope he takes the Colorado gig because I think he could do some really big things there. And about, you know, he brings the energy. Wherever he goes, that program is going to be Dion, and you know, buckle up because it's going to be wild.
Pete, we got about 60 seconds here, buddy. I was accused of being on my high horse earlier. I was also accused of being on a soapbox earlier. Which one's better?
Soapbox on a high horse. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I don't think at the same time. I think they thought I was on different things, but both looking down on people. Which one's better, to be on a high horse or a soapbox?
I would guess a soapbox because the soapbox isn't going to run away, and I'm not allergic to soap as I am to horses. So I would rather be on a soapbox.
Yeah, but horsies are tall. Pete, great stuff, buddy. We appreciate you.
Later, guys. You have a good one.
Later, dudes. Later, dude. Pete Futek, College Football News. Anytime you have an opportunity to expand the playoff field and more fan bases are going to feel like they have a chance to actually get in, and it's only going to take one Colorado. It's only going to take one or a Tulane. It's going to take
a UCF.
It's going to take one of those to win to even take this whole thing to another level. I think it's good. I think this is – I know sometimes we go way crazy on the more is better. I think in college football, I know college football traditionalists are going to hate this take. I don't think it's ever been better to be a college football fan, even though there are some very real problems in the game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, there are definitely some real problems with the game. They're trying to iron out, and we don't know exactly how things are going to go over the next 5 years, certainly with the players and the money and that whole deal with NIL. But at least this opens it up. This opens up the like Pete said, and Keith probably said it too.
Keith? I was trying to combine their names. Does not work.
Does not work, no.
Or Peith. Nope.
Nope. No. You're just doing that thing. What Pete said about, like, hey, listen, let's look at the NBA, NFL. You know, like 9% of teams in college football have a chance or will make the playoff. 9%. Mm-hmm. That's insane. Of the FBS teams.
I also like it because it pretty much just guarantees Ohio State's going to be in every year.
Well, they are.
Do you think that makes it?
No, let me. Sorry, Nick. Let me say this. Let me slow down.
Let me talk. Oh, wait, that was a different thing.
Spano, you got it?
About what?
Oh, thank you. So here's what it does for Ohio State and other teams. I think you're going to see some great regular season matchups. I think you're going to see teams schedule, you know, better teams out of conference. It's going to eliminate cupcake schedules. Mm-hmm. And who cares if you lose three games?
It's like the
NFL.
Right.
We're talking about the Buffalo Bills tonight, 8-3. Right? Like, you lose 4 or 5 games in the NFL, you're going to the playoffs.
I hope you're right, but that's also we also have to trust the selection committee to not.
Well, the committee only gets to pick 6 teams.
That's fair. You know, that's a really good point. That's a very good point.
They're taking half the teams out of the committee's hands, essentially.
So if you're like. So this is, I was being kind of specific about Ohio State, but if you're a team like Clemson was on, that Clemson run where there was like a 5-year period in the ACC title game where it doesn't matter, right? Because you just beat the living crap out of a bad conference. If you're a team like that, does it make your regular season more boring or does it make it more exciting? Or is it like, because we're going to talk probably in about 30 minutes about this idea of, have people seen enough from the Cavs where we're just like, okay, I'll see you in May. I just fast forward to the playoffs, if you could. Are we going to see that for like the teams right now that are almost always in the playoffs? Is it going to ruin it for the true blue bloods? And not ruin it. Is it going to cheapen it for the true blue bloods? Even though it's probably going to help other blue bloods and teams that might not be the 1% of 1% college football programs.
I don't know. Keith, get in on your comment here.
Well, I understand what you're saying because you have a little more room for error if you lose 2 or 3 games now, especially if you're one of these top teams like Ohio State, Alabama, playing tougher conferences. But you could also argue the reverse, that like there's no advantage to scheduling tough teams because nobody's going to keep you out with 12-0, 11-1, even if you don't play anybody, because your conference is good enough that if you win all your conference games, and even if you only have one loss or no losses and no non-conference great opponents, like, they're not going to keep you out because of that.
Well, but the only thing about that is if you schedule tougher opponents outside of the Big Ten, it's not going to hold you back, right?
Well, no, it's not going to hold you back, but it also may hold you back if you lose one of those games from getting one of the top seeds and getting a bye.
Well, but I think the point is, if you play, let's say you play all Power Five schools, mm-hmm. no more Group of Five, no more, you know, FBS schools or FCS. Which one?
FCS.
FCS. Don't know why it threw me off there. But if you go, we're going to play a hard ass schedule, even if you lose all four of those games, if all you do is win every game in the Big Ten, it wouldn't matter, right? Because you'd get to the Big Ten title game and win that game.
You got to be the highest ranked conference champion.
So in a way,
one of the six highest ranked conference champions.
I don't want to say it completely devalues the non-conference schedule, but I think it does take pressure off of it. Yeah.
Yeah, but I also think that those teams are going to sell out those games no matter what. So occasionally you'll get the Ohio State Texas matchup or whatever, Ohio State Notre Dame like this year, but I don't know that they're going to go out of their way any more than they already have to schedule those games, especially because conference expansion is coming and you're going to have USC and UCLA in your conference anyway.
I like both of your points. Does that work? Because you're making opposite points.
Yeah. No, I think it'll be interesting to see how teams decide to play it out. I hope that teams decide to go with a tougher schedule. That makes the regular season better. That makes more tickets sell. It's better for TV.
At some point, the selection committee can't just, of the teams that they can choose, it can't just be about are you undefeated or are you a one-loss team, right? Because listen, it's the way the system's been built. This is not the selection committee's fault. They're trying to clean up a problem that has been a long-standing problem in college football. This kind of imperfect thing of what matters more, a perfect record or who you play.
Yeah.
But I think at some point, like in high school football rankings, you'll see a team that's like 6-3 be ranked the fifth team in the nation.
Yeah, I mean, like if you're Cleveland St. Ignatius or something like that, you're like one of these great schools that play one of the toughest schedules in the country. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you have a couple losses because you lost to like the number five team in the country.
Well, and some of this stuff will be done away with if the Big Ten, and it seems like they're going to go away from divisions. They're going to discuss it this offseason. It seems like that's going to be the trend, that they're going to go away from divisions. But I think part of that is when you get conference expansion, they do away with divisions. You're going to have better matchups in conference too, because you're not going to be skipping over teams in the West like you would every year. You rotate these teams through, and you might occasionally miss a Wisconsin or an Iowa or a team like that when they're having a really good year, and Ohio State doesn't face them. So you can't skip out on those.
I know we're going to go away from divisions. Can I interest anybody in just a super Big Ten conference with like 24 teams and like six pods? I like from a scheduling standpoint, can I get anybody in on that? Because I want the biggest Big Ten we've ever seen. Like you could not give me enough
the biggest
playoff
teams. Big Ten.
Yeah, give me 24 teams. Like why would you just stop? And I realize financially there's reasons to just stop there. But why would you just stop at UCLA and USC and maybe Oregon and Washington? Why can't I get Clemson and Florida State? Give me Miami. Give me, what was the other team in the ACC?
Team,
North Carolina.
Any team in the ACC that feels left out, like, come on over.
Just create a super band. I almost said Bangea. It's Pangea of the ACC, the Pac-12, and the Big Ten. Would that not be better? And I would say better. Would that not be more appealing than what is the super SEC right now? Or can we just already finally kick Maryland and Rutgers out? Can we just do that?
Oof.
They suck.
I mean, Maryland doesn't suck.
They're not great.
Rutgers
Bob.
Is giving them nothing, but Maryland's at least giving them something
they
in football.
Beat the Buckeyes this year.
The seventh place consistently in the Big Ten.
Yeah, but they're better than some of the other bottom teams in the Big Ten right now, and they're actually basketball wise, they give them a lot.
Who are we kicking out? Who do you guys want to kick out?
Just Rutgers.
Nebraska.
No, I think Nebraska's going to come.
Oh, come on.
You're just buying into the Matt Rhule thing. You can admit that they've sucked for the last four years.
But it okay. What's a better what is a more premier program, Rutgers or Nebraska?
They've got like 100 sellouts straight. I mean, people still care about that program.
Nebraska would fit better in like the Pac-12 teams or the Big 12.
There won't be a Pac-12 in
join the Big 12.
There might not be a Big 12.
Go back.
In 5 or 6 years. Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.